Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We are on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Today's show is sponsored by Kenny and Brachy Nordensburg. Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. We left off really smack in the middle of an answer, so we'll just review the question again. The Mishnah said on Yud Ches Amid Beis on the top line, Stam Nadar Lahachmir. That means, as we explained yesterday, if somebody makes a neder and we're not exactly sure what they meant to be tofe, what they meant to include, well, machmer. So if they meant to include, if they said I'm making an edda for meat, and it could be interpreted to mean kodshim meat or avodah zarah meat, we'll say the edda was on kodshim meat, because avodah zarah meat is also, anyway, you can't make an edda on that. So the Gemara says, I vote nan, suffek nazirus lahakel, that a suffek nazirus is makel, right? Suffek nazirus is lahakel, which we said yesterday meant, for example, what's suffek nazirus? You make a neder. I'll be a neder if there's $100 in that pile, which is that example is in today's daf. I'll make it, and then the wind came and blew it away. Like I stole some stuff, and you don't know how many was in that pile. So it's a huckle. I'm Reb Zera, so it's a stira. So I'm Reb Zera, low kasha. It's not a kasha. It's two different people. It's not a stira at all. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer. Ha, Rabbanon. One's Rabbi Eliezer, and one's Rabbanon. Ditanya, like we learned in a brisa, hamatish chayasa uvehemto. If someone is matish his chayas or his behemoth, if you matish both, then of course your koi is included, because it's either one or the other. So that's why you can't mean you matish both. I matish every animal I own. No, it's only you matish either all your behemoths or all your chayas. Right? You matish one or the other. So hikdish es hakoi. Tanakama, the rabbanon hold. You are matish your koi. Why? It's a suffix what a koi is. Doesn't make a difference. The chacham will hold that you can even be, your neder can include a suffix. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, lo hikdish es hakoi. You would not include the koi. Why? Manda amar mimono ma'ayel esveka, the one who holds that your money can be included in the suffix, meaning the Tanakama. Then certainly gufa nami ma'il. Certainly your body, your guf, your neder. If it'll work for your money, it'll certainly work for your self. So if I say if the koi gives it become hektish, certainly my neder will be chal. Umanda amar mimono lo ma'il sveka. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, who held that it does not work, the koi is not included. Gufa nami kolshkein de lo ma'il sveka. Certainly. Your neder will not be chal. So with the line that said, "Call Sofek Naziris l'hakel," that was the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who said that a koi is not hektish, and neder is not chal if it's a Sofek. Okay. Now, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says, wait a minute. B'mayo kimta, what did you just say? That Sofek Naziris l'hakel k'Rabbi Eliezer? That a Suffolk Naziris is Lahakil like Rabbi Eliezer, that line of Suffolk Naziris Lahakil is, by the way, it's a Mishnah or a Tosefta in Masechet Taharis. Masechet Taharis is also a Masechet, it's also a Seder. Seder Taharis and there's a Masechet Taharis, right? It's like New York State or New York City, right? It's also a Seder, it's also a Masechet. So this Mishnah is over there. So aim at Seifa. Go to the Seifa of that Mishnah. In the Sefer of that Mishnah, Masechet Taharis, it says as follows. Safek Bechoros, you have a Safek if it's a Bechor. How could there be a Safek if it's a Bechor? Echad Bechor Adam, the Echad Bechor Behema. Let's say you have a Safek if it's a Bechor Adam or a Bechor Behema. How do you have a Safek if it's a Bechor Adam? So the Rosh says, what's the Safek? The Safek is, Rashi, look at the Rosh, the top Rosh over there, Sefer. Safek Bechor Adam, second Rosh. Kigon Shehi Pil Lefanav. Safek Nafel Safek Ruach. There was a miscarriage. This is talking about a person. There was a miscarriage. Now, you don't know. Was that miscarriage a baby? Or was it not even a baby? If it was a baby, that was the Bechor. Then the second one born later, it's not a Bechor. If that miscarriage was so early, it's considered not, it's not much nothing. Then the next baby born, that's the Bechor. Now, interesting, the Rosh will not say that, say my case, by a Behema. The Rosh will not say that. Now, what's the suffix of a Behema? So the Rosh says, Safek Bachor Behema Bein Torah Bein Tamei Kigon, Shtei Behemos, Achaz Bachra V'Achaz Lo Bachra. V'Yoldu B'Yachad Achaz Zachar V'Achaz Nekeva V'Ein Yodea Mi'Yoldu Zachar Mi'Yoldu Nekeva. You get mixed up, right? One, there are two animals in the pen. One gave birth to a male, one gave birth to a female, and then they got mixed up. You don't know which one's which. You don't know which one's from which pen. So you don't know. Or the Ran says one animal gave birth to two. An animal gave birth to twins, and you don't know which one came out first. You forgot. You don't know. So the suffix, why they switched the suffix, what the suffix is, maybe you should have a question of Metzias. Anyway, so you have a suffix, is it a Bechor or not? So, the halacha is, bein of echad bechor behema bein tameya bein tahora, whether it's a tamei animal or a tahor animal. The only tamei animal that comes into play here is a donkey, right? The bechor of a donkey has to be redeemed, right? That's a pedach hamor. This is this week's parsha. Hamotzi mechaveru al haraya. The halacha is if you, Mr. Cohen, want that bechor, right? You, Mr. Cohen, want that bechor. You have to prove that it's a Bechor. You have to prove you're entitled. Why? Because it's a suffix. We don't know. V'tarni Allah, but we did learn, v'asurim b'giza v'avoda. You still, not regarding a person, obviously, but regarding an animal, you still have to treat that animal as a suffix Bechor, and therefore you can't shear it and you can't work it. Like all Bechor, you're not allowed to shear them and work them. Right? So the Tani Allah v'asur begiza v'avoda, and we said over there that it's usur to work it. So Rabbi Eliezer, who just held that by a suffek, we're not machshav a suffek. A suffek is nothing. If you mach the shikai, it doesn't count. Sakam over here is very concerned about a suffek. If it's the same shita, if it's the same person, which we're going to say it is, if it's the same person, right? Same person wrote the same mishnah. So how come by a Bechor, he's very nervous of a Safek, and he says, Misafek, don't shear the behema. Why not? The Koi would have become hektish, so why do I have to not shear the behema? The Bechor. It obviously is a little choshish of a Safek. So Amalei, so he answers back, no, you can't compare. Amai kam edam is kedusha haba me'eleha, mikle kedusha haba bidei adam. The Bechor is a kodesh by itself. You don't have to do anything. The minute it's born, it becomes Kodesh. So even Rabbi Eliezer will agree, that kind of suffix, that I have to be concerned about. But that didn't do anything. However, I created this neder. I created this Naziris. I opened my mouth and I said something. So for that, which we're going to see on Amud Beis, one of the Tanoim is going to learn out of a Pasuk, and this could run through everybody. Nobody makes a neder. Nobody makes it, it's even a Pasuk. Nobody will make a neder or become a Nazir on chashashos and tzveikos. When they say something, they mean what they say. Like we could have an amidbeis. A guy makes a neder. If that guy walking down the street is Mr. So-and-so, then I'll be a nazir. One time, oh, that doesn't work. That's not a definitive statement. These tanayim, these maybes, that doesn't work. So too here. When you make a statement like that, it doesn't work. When you created the suffix, when you opened your mouth and said something and created a suffix, it doesn't work. When Hashem makes this Kodesh, and now there's a suffix, I don't know which animal that is. I don't know if there was a miscarriage before, I don't know. Then we have to treat that, we have to be l'chumr in that. We have to treat that suffix as a maybe. And therefore, there's no shearing and no working. That's Rabbi Eliezer. So he's fine. So now the Gemara says, Ela I kasha ha kasha. If that's the, if, so you're right. If I have a kasha, here's the kasha that I have. Before we get to this, there's a big machlokas. What is the status of liquids? Can liquids become tummy? So that's a big machlokas. Mida araisa. Can liquids ever become tummy? Such a thing as a tummy liquid?
Certain types of liquid,
right? That's a machlokas. Even if liquids can become tummy, can they be metame other things? Unrelated to the idea that food cannot be makabel tumah unless it gets wet. That's because the Gemara assumed that until the food gets wet, it's not finished. And like any kli in the world, it doesn't become tummy until it gets finished. Right? That's why all those cases, the shoemaker, he's in the middle with the leather, he's playing out the leather. Until he's finished with the kli, it's not a kli. Only kelim can become tameh, not half kelim. So only food can become tameh when it's considered food, not when it's not considered food. What makes it, what's the makom of patish of food? That it got wet. Can liquids be metameh something else? It's also machlokas. So, and we're going to see it right now, it's a machlokas. So, suffik mashkin litameh. Let's say I have a suffik. I don't know, did the liquid that was tame, did that touch that thing over there? Did that make that tame? I don't know. The Ran says, suffik mashkin, look at this, the Ran of suffik mashkin. Kigon, shehoshet tame yado lebein hamashkin, you stuck your hand in between some liquids, v'eni yedea im nogavhen, and you don't know if you touched that mashka. Right, that's what I said. Can mashka ever become tameh? So this tan is going to hold yes. We're going to see in a minute that some argue. So the halacha is, safek mashkin li tameh. We're going to treat it as tameh because we don't know. But li tameh acherim, to go ahead and have that liquid be metameh others, that already tahar. That far. We're not going to say, divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chein haye Rabbi Eliezer omer kidvarov, and Rabbi Eliezer agreed to that. So far there is no stira. So far there's no stira. The stira is coming up right now. So Rabbi Eliezer held that when it comes to liquids, the stira has nothing to do with Nadarm, has to do with Tuma. When it comes to liquids, Rabbi Eliezer held that a suffake will make liquids tummy. Which means he holds that liquids can become tummy. Right? Even a suffake. Umi svirle Rabbi Eliezer litame tummy. And does Rabbi Eliezer hold that liquids can become tameh? Vihatanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein tomo lamashkin kol ikr. Liquids can't become tameh at all, right? We first of all midra, like you go through shas, like midra banan for sure it becomes tameh. And this is a very unusual shita. We don't really have this. We always think of course, but there's a shita out there, right? It's a very old shita. We're going to see in a minute. He held that liquids can't become tameh at all. Teida, you know how you know that? Shari Hein, Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda. Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda. He was before the Tanayim. He's like, he's in the Pirkei Avos. He's up there. He lived like around the time of Hanukkah. That's like 250 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed almost. It's very old. Before Hillel and Shammai. He said, Al Ayil Kamsa Dachon, on a grasshopper called a Kamsa, sorry, on a grasshopper called an Ayil, Dachon, it's kosher. You weren't sure which, right? We don't know which grasshoppers are kosher or not, but Yossi ben Yoezer, during the times of Hanukkah, they knew. And he said that an aisle, a grasshopper called a aisle is kosher. Why does it say dacha? Dacha means tahar. Why does it mean tahar? So I saw one of the Mefarshim explain, because in the Torah it never says regarding food that it's kosher. It always uses the word tahar. So just copying that. We say today, is it kosher or is it not kosher? That's not what the Torah calls things. Torah calls animals that are kosher, tahora. So he's using the same lashon. Dachan is the Aramaic for tahor. And that's one thing. That's just a side point. When that art of knowing which grasshoppers were kosher or not got lost, I don't know. I don't know when that happened. But I know there are some people that still eat grasshoppers, I know, but that's a minority. Minority of people still do that today. When that happened, I don't know. V'almashkin beis mitbechaya. And the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash, that means all the dam and all the water that was used in the Beis HaMikdash, the water was used to clean the place, but any water that was there touched dam, because the dam came out of animals. And when you shecht an animal, that animal, theoretically, there could be tumah there. There's no tumah, no tumah by liquids. Right, so the Mefarshim explained, they held, there's no such thing as tumah by liquids. Right, that's what Yossi ben Yoezer held. Tumah, there's no such thing. Right, Torah didn't ask for tumah by liquids, and they didn't gozer it in the Beis HaMikdash, like many, many, many times there's no darabonans in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ran says, we don't want to increase tumah in the Azara. It's a very bad idea to have, potentially have more tumah in the Azara. So there's no such thing. Right? And Dachan, it's all Tahar. It's all Tahar. Now, Hanichal Shmuel, it's okay according to Shmuel, the Amar who said, Dachan milatami acherim. It's kosher in the sense that the liquids wouldn't be metami other people, other things. Aval tumas atzman yesh behem. but it's still Tomei itself, Shapir. Then Rabbi Eliezer has an out. Ela l'Rav, but according to Rav, Damar would say, Dachan Mamish, that no, the liquids of the Beit HaMikdash had no Tomei whatsoever, Ma'yikol Meimar. So he throws for himself, Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, you're right. We can't reconcile Rabbi Eliezer with our cases of Tumah, of our Mishnah of Safek. So we're gonna reject this whole thing. Paul Ahmed, not true. A new machlokas here. Ha Ella Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon. One's Rabbi Yehuda and one's Rabbi Shimon. Two new Tanoim who are going to say the same machlokas regarding Safek. Okay. Ditanya, belongs to the Brice. Hareini Nazer, if someone says, I am a Nazer, im yesh bikri hazeh meyakur, if there's 100 kor in that pile, I'll become a Nazer. Then, v'halach umatzo shenignav osha avat, and then you come to count the pile, as I've got to be 100, and you start, someone stole some, or some of it got lost, or the wind came and blew some of it away, so you're never going to know. You're never going to know if you're a Nazer or not. So what's the halacha? Reb Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you are not a Nazir. Why are you not a Nazir? Because it's a Safek, and I'm not making people in the Nazirim on Safek. Rabbi Shimon, Oser. Rabbi Shimon says, you're Oser. Why? Because he does hold that it's a Safek. So, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. Okay? So, the Gemara says, V'rami, Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a minute. Now, for now, till the end of the Amid, the whole discussion is going to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He said that if you can't count the pile because it's a safek, how many was in the pile? Rabbi Yehuda hold, you're not a nazir. Is that true? Wait a minute. Miyar Rabbi Yehuda lo ma'ayel inish nafshe l'sveka. So Rabbi Yehuda basically holds that a person doesn't come into safek. There's no such thing as a safek. If there's a safek, if you're a nazir, if there's a safek, if you did it, it should be chal. It's not chal. Right? That's the Mishnah in Maseches Tahiris. Right? Safek, nachal. That's what we start off by saying. Safek Naziris L'Hakel. What about our Mishnah? Then that's our Rabbi Yehuda. That's our Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's Rabbi Shimon. This, the Mishnah in Tahiris, is Rabbi Yehuda. How could that be? V'raminhi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said the following statement. He said, Stam, this is a little bit of a stretch, but you're going to ask this question. Stam true Rabbi Yehuda Asura. If someone makes a statement, I'm donating truma. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said that in Yehuda, that truma, I'm making a neder, that my cookie is going to be usher like truma. What did you mean by that? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Yehuda, near the Beit HaMikdash, where people were very, very knowledgeable of the truma's halishka, Rabbi Yehuda assumes that's what they meant. That's not a suffix. That's not a suffix. That's a vadai. They meant the truma's halishka, because that's all they talk about all day long, because they live right near the Beit HaMikdash. Asura. Ubigalil muteres. And in the Galil, it's not a suffix either. Why? Because up there in the Galil, nobody talks of the truma's halishka. It's so far removed from them. Therefore, when they made a neder, I'm offering this cookie like the truma, they bevadai meant truma's kahanim. Which we said yesterday, it's not really usher. You can't eat it, but it's not usher. He can't be mocked. It doesn't have a din of kedusha the way Hektish does. So we said it yesterday. It's not included in the broad gezeira of a neder, and therefore it's not going to be chal. Now Rabbi Yehuda gave a reason why in the Galil we mutter. What did he say? Stam true Yehuda asura or Galil muteres. Why? She ain't anshe haGalil makirinus trumas halishka. Because up in the Galil they don't talk about the trumas halishka. They're not makirin. They don't recognize it. They don't know anything about it. It's not on their radar. They don't talk about it. The inference is, Taima de Ein Makirin. The whole reason why Rabbi Yehuda held that up in the Galil, if they make a neder, an offering this cookie like Truma, it's not Chal, is because they don't know about the Truma's Halishka. Right? Because they live so far away. Ha Makirin. What if they would recognize it? What if they would know? They would know. Then what would the halacha be? Halacha would be Asurin. Right, halacha would be asurin. Right. Even though we're not really sure what they meant, it's still a safek what they meant. We can't say bevadai that they meant Truma Talishka, and yet the inference is that it would be Safek, that it would be Aser. Oh, the Ryan asked that question. Why do you have to? The Ryan asked it by Meiser. What's the question?
We have to come out as an inference in Galil.
Right.
This is straight out of Yehuda that it's awesome. That's not true.
Because it's not because of Yehuda holds that that's not a suffix. That's a vadai. No, but he doesn't give a reason for that. He doesn't give a reason for that. He just says, that look at the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah.
But give a reason. Wouldn't the reason be the opposite? That Yehuda, they do recognize.
But he said specifically, she'ein anche galil makiridus a true mafalishka. He gave a reason. He didn't give a reason for the other one. What was the? So he's saying that the reason's obvious. So maybe the question's from both. But the fact that he said the reason, ain't a chanami. So Amar Rava. So Rava said, this is a big deal. Gabi kri kosavar. You know why Rabbi Yehuda holds? That in the case of Nazir, when a guy said, I'll be a Nazir if the pile has 100, and then we don't know. You know why he's not a Nazir? Because what's that? It's a suffix. Suffolk. I don't know how many were in the pile. So mi suffolk, I'll turn him into an azir. If that's true, gabi kri kasavar kol shesveiko chomer mi vaday lo ma'ayel nafsheli sveiko. If that's true, that mi suffolk he's a nazir, he'll be worse off than if he was a vaday nazir. And we're never going to make somebody a nazir mi suffolk if he'll be worse off if he's a vaday. How is he going to be worse off? The Gemara will explain. Te'ilu gabi nazir vaday. Because if he's a Nazir Vadai, then you know what? Megalea, he could take a haircut when it's over. Umevi Karvan, he could bring a Karvan. Vinechal, he could go eat Truma, he can go eat wine. If he's a Vadai, if he's a Safek, he can do none of that. You know why? Al Sveko, Machi Megalea, can he cut his hair Misafek? He certainly cannot. Well, it might be chulin. The point is, why is it a safek? Because you cannot bring the chatas. Because you cannot bring the chatas as an adava. So how's he bringing that chatas? Right? Another has to bring a chatas, a shlamim, and an ola. So an ola and a shlamim, you can bring me taras nadava. If it's a shlamim, then good. And if not, it's a shlamim tashem. If it's an ola, good. If not, it's a nadava. You can't do that with a chatas. So how's he bringing the chatas? He can't bring it. If I have to bring it because I'm really a Nazir, then I'll bring it. Right? And if not, not. And if not, then it's just a stomach, a Nadavat Hashem. You don't bring a Chaz as a Nadavat Hashem. You can't do that. That's what the Gemara says here, he can't take a haircut. Because you can't take a haircut until you bring the Karbanos. Even though we learned that once you bring one, you can take a haircut. That was only B'di'evet. And you still can't ever bring that Chatas. Even if you can get out of the technical, you can take the haircut, fine. But you can never bring the Chatas. Right, so one of the unfortunate suggested, well, you know what you could do? You could now make yourself a Vadai Nazir. Right? So now you're another Misafik, because we don't know how many was in the pile. So now make another Nether of Naziris on yourself. So at least, it's not really going to help.
You said Naziris is Chal on Naziris.
It is Chal on Naziris, right? So what are you going to gain by that? You'll be able to bring a Chatas, but you still have to bring two Chatas. So it's not really an option. So you're stuck. So a Safik is worse than a Vadai. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not making a guy worse. You're right. When it comes to our Mishnah, by Truma, by Galil, it could be Machmir. I'm not going to be by Safek. Right? The inference is, right? Fine, I'll agree with that inference. But not here. Why not here? Because it's worse. It's worse. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava, what if the guy said, Amar Hareini Nazir l'Olam? If the guy said, if there's $100 bushels in that pile, I'll be a Nazir forever. My, what would the halacha be? What's the point? The point is, if you say you're a Nazir forever, then you're never going to bring that chatas. Because I'm a Nazir for it till I die. So I'm never going to bring that chatas. So why is a Safek worse than a Vadai? It's not worth. Right? So the Gemara says it's still worse. Why is it still worse? Amalei, nazir olam, if a nazir is a nazir forever, nami sveko chamor mi vadai. The suffix is worse than a vadai. Why? Ti'ilu vadai, if it's a suffix, if he's a nazir vadai forever, there is one little kula. The kula is that hichbid sa'aro, if the hair starts to bother him, his mustache or his beard or his hair starts to bother him, mekel b'ta'ar, he's allowed to cut it. He's allowed to cut it, even though he's another forever. Umei b'shalosh behemus. And then he has to bring, in other words, even if he wants to just a trim. So if he wants to trim his hair, he's allowed to, and then he's got to bring the three kabanas as if his nazirus is ending. It's not ending, because he's another forever, but he's allowed to have a trim. That cool they gave you. But vilus feiko loama. We never said such a thing by a suffix. There's no heta like that. Your mamish can't touch one hair on your head. So it's worse. So another try. So that's where Rabbi Huda was makel by Nazir. Another try. What about Amar Harani Nazir Shimshon? What if someone says, I will be a Nazir Shimshon? What's a Nazir Shimshon? A Nazir Shimshon is somebody who is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to cut his hair, but he is allowed to be metame. It's an unusual type of neder, unusual type of naziris. Some hold there's no such thing anyway, because only Shimshon had that, because Hashem told the mother, and a normal person can't, but whatever. But let's say it's such a thing. So there's no kula by the hair for such a person. There's no kula. If the hair is bothering him, he's going to take a trim. He cannot take a trim. So if someone says, I mean, another Shimshon, it's no worse than a Nazir Suffolk. It's no worse. So I wouldn't that be chal? So he gives a very unusual answer. Mai, Amalei. No, Nazir Shimshon, Lo Tanya. Nazir Shimshon, that's not mentioned there. We're talking about a normal person. A normal case. Not talking about every case under the sun. So the Gemara says, "I Amalei, V'amar V'adibar Ava, Tanya Nazir Shimshon." No, we have a Kabbalah that the Braitha even included another Shimshon in this story. So if it's another Shimshon, why would you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that a Suffolk is Mekil? He's no worse than another Shimshon. So Rava here was giving this answer. Amalei, Itanya Tanya. Fine, if that's what you learned, that's what you learned. In other words, if that's what you learned, the Ran holds, then I don't have an answer for you. Then I don't have an answer. Then you're right, I'm stuck. Ran says, Itanya Tanya, V'lo yadana l'pruka, I don't know how to answer it. D'lo tikshi ahahi, d'ein anshe gilul makirin trumas alishka, d'mash maha makirin asurin. Right, I don't know how to answer you. Because then you have a valid question on me. Why would it be worse? By trumas alishka, we would be machmir. So shouldn't we be machmir but nazir Shimshon? I don't have an answer. Inami or Itanya Tanya betray Tanoya Liba Rabbi Yehuda. Or the easy, the what we thought he meant was, fine, you heard that, I didn't. Right? In your yeshiva they said that he included Nazir Shimshon, I didn't have such a braisa. It's not a kash on me. Right? That's what you heard. It doesn't affect me. It's amazing how the first side of the round is. Right, I'm stuck now. Okay. Yeah.
You said that the Suffolk Nazir is worse than
Right. So if you show off from a chacham, then you're undoing it from lichachila. It's as if it never existed. So you always have that out.
Right.
I don't know if you could do that even in a suffix. Could you do that in a suffix? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a general question about being matur neder. Right? If the neder is going to be chal mi suffix, can you undo that? I don't know. But that's always an out. We're not talking about that out. Now you're going forward in life.
You can't cut your hair
because you can't bring in karmachatas. That's the issue.
Of course,
if you show from a chacham, then there's no chatas problem. Then you're not a nazir. You were never a nazir. So we're not talking about a case like that. We're talking about now what do I do? I want to do the right thing. So I did make that neder. I don't know if it's chal because I can't count the pile. So what do I do? So you know what? You're in a worse situation. You can't bring in chatas. You're stuck. Okay. Yes.
One is the subject what you meant. Right?
Yeah, we said that yesterday. So we said that the Mishnah, we said that yesterday. There's a big of a focus about that. The question was yesterday was that it's two different kinds of suffix. One is a suffix in what you said, and one is a suffix in how many is in that pile. I just don't know. So we said yesterday that the Mishnah meant both svekos. The Granat said that. That the Mishnah meant both svekos, even though it's only phrased as what you said, It even included what was going on over there with that pile. That was a simple one. There's a carrot over that says something totally different. I didn't understand it. But Pashtas, that the Mishnah includes all Sveikos. You had a question?
Was it different? We had, I think it was on Daf Hey. You said that the Nazir is in Safla. You have to know.
Oh, we're going to get to that in 2 minutes. We're going to get to that in 2 minutes. So Amal, okay, so Ravashi Amar, no. Ravashi says, you know how we can get out of Rabbi Yehuda? You don't have to come on to the question of Safek, the question of that it's going to be worse. That's not the reason. Rashi Amar Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishur Mabtarfonhi. It's really another person. Really, Rabbi Yehuda was not saying his own Shita. He was saying in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, his Rebbe. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Bishur Mabtarfon Omer, Ein Echad Mehem Nazir, L'fishal Nazir is El Hafla. What's the case over there? The case is a guy's walking down the street, and he says, I'll be a Nazir if that's Chayim. Even if it's Chayim, you're not a Nazir. Why? Because Lonit Nazir is El Hafla. Naziris was meant to be Hafla. What does Hafla mean? Hafla means speech. It was meant to be clear, absolute, no strings attached, no Tanoim, speech. I will be a Nazir. Not I'll be a Nazir if there's $100 in that pile, if that's so and so, if that's Plony, if it rains tomorrow. All that doesn't work. All that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's what he holds, so then my area should nignav osha avad. Then why did the Mishnah in Masechtas Tahiris come up with a case where why did the Mishnah have to say, oh, then you can't count the pile because we got lost? Someone took some of it. You don't have to come on to that. Even if every bushel of wheat's in that pile, it's still not a neder. Because you based it on a tanai. I'll be a neder if there's $100 in there. 100 bushels in that pile. Let's say there's 100 bushels. Still not make a difference. So what? Who cares if it got lost? Who cares? So the Gemara answers, you're right. El hodiach hakocha de Rab Shimon. To tell you how machmir Rab Shimon is. The af al gav shenignav osha avad. Even though we don't know what's in the pile. Even we don't know. Still kasavar ma'alin shenav shel safek. He's still going to become a nazir. That's so machmir. Right, Rabbi Huda, so makel. He bases it on a pasuk. The idea is no tanoim. Rabbi Shimon says not only is there tanoim, and even if there's a suffix, because I don't have anything to pile, you're still a nazir. That's what that's doing there. Okay, so I think we've covered everything. We've answered everything. Right, the Ran does raise why he raises a very interesting question. He says v'chi tema lithni d'chi isya be'enei lodicha kocho d'Rabbi Huda. The kocho de hetera adif. Wouldn't it be better to tell me how makel he is? How makel of Yehuda is? Much better, no? Kocho de hetera adif. Right, to be machmir, that's easy. That's easy out. To be makel, you have to have plates. So Rabbi Yehuda could say, no, it's always makel. Right? So the Ran says, lesa, not true. The given the time, and we should have done zero to Allah fla, leka kocho de hetera tvei. You hear that? What?
It's a bigger
chiddush. Right, okay. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, stam true Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda said that if someone makes a blanket statement, stam truma, Rabbi Yehuda is, what do we say, stam truma, Yehuda is aser, bivadai. Why? Because people mean the truma talishka. Ha, maki. And what about the Galil? The Galil, it's vadai, that it's not a neder, because they mean Trumas Kahanim. Ha-makirin. But if they wouldn't know about the Trumas Halishka, the inference is Asurin. We would say, it's also Asur up there. Why? It's not a Safek. Alma, what do you see? Sveik al-Lachumra. Or even if it's a Safek, we'll still be Machmer. Na'ema Seifa. What about the last case? The last case was Stam Charamim bi Yehuda Mutarin. A Stam Charim in Yehuda is Mutar. Because we said yesterday, they vadai mean Kahanim. Why does Vadim mean Kahanim? Because that's where the Kahanim lived. The Kahanim lived in near Yerushalayim area, to be close to the Beit HaMikdash. So all the people that lived there, whenever they mentioned the word Cherim, they meant a donation to the Kahanim. That's where they lived. Ube Galil, and up in the Galil, Asurin. And we said it's Vadai Asur. Why is it Vadai Asur? M'she'ein anshe Galil, makirin es chamei Kahanim. There's no Kahanim up there. So they never heard of such a thing of giving a Cherim to the Kahanim. To them, a Cherim meant a donation to the Beit HaMikdash. What's the inference? Hamakirin, but if they would know about Kahanim, if they would have Kahanim nearby, at least Misafek Mutarin. Alma, Sfeikul Kula. Ah, it's a Safek, and they're going Kula. So Mineu, within the same sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the inferences go the opposite directions. So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Abaya, it's two different people. Seifa, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, the last line about the Charamim is not Rabbi Yehuda, because that inference can't go that way. Therefore, who is it? It's another person. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Stam Truma Rabbi Yehuda Asura, right? Stam Truma is Asur. Why? Because they mean Truma Talishka. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Stam Charamim Bigalil Asurin. And he says, no, Stam Charamim Bigalil is Asur. Right? Which would mean that what about if it's not Stam? What if that's if they're Makirin? That he'd be in a Hanami, maybe he'd be Makel. So you have two different Tanoim. The Ran says, now that we've come onto this, this could answer the whole day. We can go back and say the whole daf today was two different people. But we don't want to say that. That's the easy way out. This is the Dochuk. It's very unusual that within two lines, anonymously, the Mishnah changes Tanoim. We don't want to say that. We have no other out here, and that's what we have to say. Okay, we'll stop here. Just tomorrow, Michael will be taking over. Tomorrow is an unbelievable daf. Really, not to be missed. And we will see everybody tomorrow.